over to 106.9 during the postseason. Yep. Yeah, so that's been cool. Yeah, but this whole system isn't working, so I'm back down to the old rig.
Yeah, it's been fun. I coach these guys in junior high, so it's neat to see them now. Yeah, so.
How long ago did you coach Stoner sign?
5 years? Four or five, somewhere in there. Not that long. Yeah, he's an awesome guy. I tried to get him to come back and help me as assistant coach in junior high. I thought, how cool would that be to have a Hall of Famer on your sideline? Just have him around is the best. Yeah. This is Tim Hadley coming back to you live here at Brooklyn. We're at PCM. 2 minutes to go here on the clock. Both teams have come back out on the field. If you missed the first half, you missed a lot. BGM up 23-8. Sounds like a lot. It's not. Two scores and Cleveland's right back in this one. So stay tuned and thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed listening to Albia over Minneapolis. Last I heard, they were up 7-0. Tight game there. Defensive game. Sounds like Albia, a lot of weapons. Great season for Albia under Coach Staten, who I think has been coaching for somewhere around 268 years. I'm not quite sure the exact number, but I know Coach Staten has been around the area, Oski, and then started the Fellow Christian program before Cac Marinci came in. So he's kind of an icon around there, and good luck to Albia tonight and continuation of their season as they're trying to head to the Dome. These two teams on this field right here in Brooklyn also vying for a spot in the U-Dome. An amazing experience, so if you've never been up there, go. Regardless of the outcome, go see these teams play, because it's just a neat experience here in the state of Iowa. Very blessed to have outstanding football by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. They do a great job. All of our sports, fantastically run, a lot of sportsmanship, and it's an exciting time to be part of young people and athletics. A great way to prevent drug and alcohol abuse. Last week was Red Ribbon Week. Kids that are involved, most likely not to do drugs, alcohol, or get into trouble. So get your kids involved if they're not already. Get them out for something. Find an interest. Go to them. This interest here, right tonight, definitely football. Exciting night. The Panthers will come out and return. Now, the Panthers have missed one return. That turnover didn't get on it. Gave it to BGM. Also with safety. Those two big turning points for the Panthers. They also had an interception by Colby Alsop. The Panthers have forced a turnover of their own. They intercepted Kriegel. Keaton Wynn on that interception. Turned it around, kept the Bears out of the end zone near the end of half. 10 seconds winding down here as we start the second half of the quarterfinals of the Class A playoffs. Both teams, top of their division, teams 1 and 2 in Class A District 6. Both of them survived District 5 battles to get here, usually strolling over many of their opponents on the way, but so far, been a tough sledding for both teams. It's going to come down to a lot of heart, who wants it, and who's here to play tonight. So stay tuned as we continue the second half of BGM versus Pekin here at Brooklyn. Kick by Greach is up, another great backspin kick. This time gets out to Whitrock. Whitrock returns, trying to find some room on the right side. Great tackle by Jack Klein, who comes out after halftime and just drills Whitrock down in the 25-yard line. Whitrock hanging on to the football, but a tremendous play by the senior Jack Klein. Just up here in the booth asking if Klein was going to wrestle. Doesn't sound like he is, so that's good news for, I guess, Pekin, but bad news for BGM. He's a tremendous athlete. I hope he does something. I'm sure he has a postseason career somewhere to do something. Good luck to him. But he's got to finish this game, and the Panthers trying to knock on the door, trying to knock him off of another trip to the Unidome for BGM. Panthers come out under center, two receivers right, Club, Copeland in the back. They give it to Copeland. Copeland bounces right, tries to go left, gets some room right, still on his feet, running hard. BGM trying to take the ball away from him. The ball does come out, but the Panthers get it back. So a lot of BGM players focus on ripping the ball out, trying to force that turnover. It does come out, but Caden Milliken, number 5, jumps on it. And continues first down, Pekin, first play of this second half. So Panthers, on their very first play, get a first down under the leg to Copeland. Great job by the sophomore. He tried to go left, couldn't find some room, bounced right, caught a seam, and walked all the way across to the first down, gets about 12. First and 10 on the 37-yard line after that. Return by Whitrock. Also, hands off again to Copeland. Copeland brought down behind the line of scrimmage, met by number 54, Adam Hawkins, who's just having an amazing game. I wish you could visually see Adam Hawkins. He is listed as 6'0", 215, but he looks like he's about 6'3", 240, the way he just, his presence when he comes across. He looks like a junior college linebacker, and he is a big fella coming across there, and he made a great play stopping Chase that time, forcing second down and 11 now for the Panthers on the 36-yard line. Also, shotgun, gave a Copeland to King, but right back to him. This time, drove down at the line of scrimmage by Greach. So another great play by BGM. The Panthers, third down now and 11, right back to the line of scrimmage. Ball still on the 36-yard line. They're going to have to really stretch the field in order to get a first down here. Panthers, no huddle, keeping the tempo up. BGM has been huddling. They've been taking a lot of time off the clock. They have the ball for the better part of the first quarter and much of the second quarter. Still, Pekin only holding them to just two scores. So the Panthers, three scores. So the Panthers, even though they haven't had the ball much, able to move it. Give fake to Copeland. Petey Frog on the screen. Not much there. They tried to just shovel pass it to Petey. Petey, I shouldn't say not much there, actually tackled for quite a loss there, a loss of about 6 or 7 on the screen. They tried to fake to Copeland on that same side. Copeland came up, and when they realized Copeland didn't have the ball, they turned around, and right there was Petey Club, who did have the ball after the screen, and not much there. Pushed back now to 4th and 16, ball on the 33-yard line. Club back now to kick. He gets it off, a good kick by Club, clicked cleanly, good snap, gets down to Klein. Klein's going to let this one roll. It takes a good bounce for Petey Club. So his best punt of the night tonight from the 33-yard line all the way down to about the 25. So a good kick by Club. One of the better field positions this defense has been handed all night. Let's see if the defense can force another turnover. If you'll remember, Keaton Wynn forced a turnover earlier and able to take the ball away from Kriegel. So we'll see. Last time they scored in the last several possessions, it's been all Klein. Who's way over 150 yards for this game already. They've just been power, several carries to him, and we'll see what they come up with as Coach Burns brings his team up to the line. This time it is a Klein. Counter, not much there, gets maybe 2 or 3. Ball now to about the 26, 27-yard line. A good play by the defense, but still Klein has heavy legs, still enough to rumble, picks up about 4 officially. Second and 6, ball on the 29-yard line. Tanner Adam on the stop. Tanner, the junior, very effective. He's really come a long ways this season. He started off well as a sophomore last year, really an explosive linebacker. Klein this time goes left and gets a first down and a couple more, going from the 29 all the way to the 40. So a great run by Klein this time, hitting the left power side. And that wind continues to blow. It's shifting direction a little bit. It was going south-north. Now we're seeing it kind of southwest. So the ball really to the backs of the BGM Bears right now in the third quarter. That will give the Panthers the ball in the fourth quarter, which is what you want. However, no passing here for BGM as they just continue to give it to Klein and continue to rely on those big legs of number 4 to get them the momentum that they need to get across. And he does on first down, gets about 3. It's going to bring up 2nd and 7. For the Bears. Ball is on the 43-yard line. They have not crossed over the 50 yet. They're not in what you would consider a scoring position. However, Klein has broken a couple of 20, 30-yard runs, so they do have the ability to get there. A great stop by Petey Club, who comes in on the blitz just as Kriegel hands off to Klein. Club comes in, breaks the seam, and just meets Klein right behind the line of scrimmage and forces them back. A great forward progress spot because where he landed was about 7 yards from where he started by the time Club was finished driving him all the way through. So a great blitz by the senior linebacker. That's going to force 3rd and 11, ball on the 39-yard line for the Bears. 7:45 left to go. This clock is really moving quickly here in the third quarter because both teams relying on their rush. That's going to keep the clock moving. And both teams being forced into tough positions. Now 3rd and 11. Kriegel back to pass. He has Sherwood. Sherwood catches it, but then the ball comes out. The Panthers jump on it, so if it's ruled a completion, it will be Panther ball. If it's not, it'll be 4th down. That'll probably force the punt team No official ruling yet. The referee is discussing, but Sherwood caught it. He came up and was hit, and it was tough to see on the tackle that it's going to be Pekin football. So the Panthers, first and 10 now, forced a turnover, which they needed to BGM. So this might be the spark that lights the fire out here. It's pretty cold, so any kind of a fire you can get out here tonight, definitely welcome. The Panthers coming up to the line of scrimmage now after the turnover by Sherwood. Also comes up under center, two receivers right, one left. He gives it to Club up the middle. Club finding, also the keeper fakes the Club. If it had been the Club, he had a lot of room, but that's why, because nobody tackled him. Also, who kept it up the, just up the middle, gets about two. So also with a positive gain, but not much. That's going to bring up second and eight for the Panthers. They're in great field position, though. They're in the side of the scoring side of the 50. So they're on the 45-yard line, which is a tremendous spot to be at, an opportunity to continue to move if they can get the ball moving. Copeland goes in motion, gives the Club. Club goes right side, finds some room, gets a first down, a little bit more. Great running by Petey Club. Just a solid, solid play. They've gone to this several times, the motion and then they give the Club. And it's just a great, just great running by Petey. Breaks two, three tackles, gets the first down and moves the ball down into about the 33-yard line. So the Panthers first and 10 now. Great momentum as they come out here in the second half. They've really been moving the ball. Panthers split left, two, also fakes, keeps it himself, not much there, not much at all, BGM holding stiff right there, as also tries to get up, Greach on the stop, as well as several others, Slaymaker in there, who had a great game at Pekin as well, for BGM. They actually mark it as a one-yard loss for Alsop, so that's going to bring up second and 11, ball in the 34. Current score, still 6, return 23-8. Ball is on the ground. BGM fighting for it. They have it. Hit in the backfield. Ball pops out. Panther player still down. A lot of people peeling off. So Kobe also hit in the backfield. The ball just squirted out, and the BGM Bears, very aggressive play, very heads up, jump on it. And now as quickly as BGM turns it over, Pekin matches them tit for tat, and they also turn it over. So the defense in a good spot, but the offense, unfortunately, going to have to check off the field and bring out this Pekin defense. Panthers, 6 minutes to go here in this third quarter. First and 10 for the Bears. Ball on the 36-yard line. BGM coming up the line. Kriegel on center. Hands it to Klein. Klein goes over right side. That power play, we've seen it time and time again. Very consistent with this calling. They're really, really relying on him to have a good game. He is so far. He goes on this first down about 5 yards. That's going to be second and 5 for the Bears. Ball on the 42-yard line. Panther defense out there trying to get hungry, force another turnover. They forced one earlier. They've got number 58, Trenton Conger, down there at the nose guard position. Klein comes right, bounces, gets a little bit more, but not enough for a first down. That's going to force third down. Knocked out of bounds by Eric Adam. 63, Cole Rickard in there as well. Third down and 2. Sherwood, who caught a pass earlier, runs the play in for BGM. The Panthers trying to stop the Bears here. Third down and 2, ball on the 44. Petey Club on the blitz, on the ground. Looks like Kriegel got on top of it, but that's going to force fourth down. So a great heads-up play by the Panthers, forcing the turnover. Well, not turnover, but potentially turnover on downs. Now, remember, I said this time and time again, but I can't stress this enough. Klein, who has had their phenomenal running game, is also their kicker. He looks over to coach every time there's a fourth down, and he says, "Coach, do I fake it? Do I throw it? Do I run it? Do I kick it?" Because he can do any of those things. He's a very dangerous person to have back there and a tremendous athlete. This time he is going to kick it. Great kick by Klein. He's just got tremendous legs. That's what gets him going. And he gets the ball all the way down to about the 5-yard line, way over the head of the anticipatory Christian Whitrock. Whitrock not even a chance to catch that one as it goes way over his head and sails out of bounds somewhere down about the 6-yard line. So the Panthers have been in this position before. They were on the 1. There was a safety. The Panthers are going to have to be very careful with the ball as they fumbled it just two plays ago. They've had two fumbles now on two possessions in the second half. So drive killers for, when you take away those fumbles, the Panthers have been moving the chains consistently. PD Clubs had good runs. We've got people moving the ball. We've just got to hang on to the football. A problem that has continued to play Pekin all year, as the ball is on the ground. No, it's not. Chase Copeland just stopped up there. It looked like there were some Beeson players jumping down on the turf. However, they were just, I think, tripped up there, as Copeland doesn't find much. He gets maybe a yard. Bringing up second now. Nope, they're going to mark it no gain. Nope, second and nine. So he gets a yard there. Second and nine for the Panthers. Ball is now on the seven. Under 4 minutes left to go here in this third quarter. Two receivers right. Also, shotgun. Hand off to Copeland. Copeland coming left. He went right and then turns back left. Gets some solid yards. 2-3 yards. Not enough for... No, a great spot there for Copeland, as he picks up about six. That's going to bring up third down and about three. So the Panthers in a very good third down spot here. Ball's on the 14. However, they really need to convert here, as they are backed up to their own 14. Without a conversion here, they'll have to force a punt. Also goes up under center. Handoff. Copeland gets the yardage he needs, and then more. He's still going. He gets the first down, and just a tremendous play by Chase Copeland, taking it upon himself to just squirt out there. They thought they had him about 2 yards after the chains, and then Copeland goes another 15 yards downfield, down to the 40-yard line. A great play by the sophomore, as I mentioned before. Really a breakout year for him. We've been watching him all along. I coached junior high football. This kid, great vision for a young man. He's been working hard in the weight room. He's gone to camps. He's done everything he's supposed to do. That hard work is now paying off for Chase Copeland, as he comes up with a big first down on third and three in a critical quarterfinal game to go to the Dome and stay alive in the playoffs for the Pekin Panthers. Also, shotgun, wasting no time. Jones to snap it to him. Copeland comes in motion now. Club tries to get some up the middle. Not much. Bounces left. Gets about 6-7 yards. Goes out of bounds. Knocked out. They spot him back about 4 or 5 yards, so a great run by Club. There was nothing there in the middle. He was scheduled to go up the middle, kind of in a crossbuck. However, he recognized right away there was not much. He bounces to left and just picks up solid positive yards. That's what you want out of your senior running back. The game is a really critical drive here for the Panthers, who on the last two drives have turned it over and really have been their own worst enemy in this game against BGM. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 23 BGM, Pekin 8, needing to score here. A lot of field to go. Also, not much on the reach. Keeps himself and forced backward by a whole host of BGM Bears. They were counting on that fake, which they got early on. However, BGM has now begun to read that, and that's going to push the Panthers back about 4 or 5 yards. That's going to bring up 3rd and 10 for the Panthers. Ball now is on the 32-yard line, so a lot of field to go if they want to get the touchdown. But before that, they've got to go 10 yards to get the first down. Once again, another important third down for the Panthers. They're only on the 32-yard line. They've got to go 68 yards to score. So if they can't get the first down here, that's going to force them into another position. Pass by Alsop to Long. No good. Alsop play action to Copeland. Tries to get it out to Brody Long. Incomplete. Brody tries to reach up, gets a hand on it, but not able to bring it down, and that's going to bring up 4th and 10 for the Panthers. Ball on the 32-yard line. So the Club moves back to punt. He had a quick punt earlier. Normally he just lines up in a max punt protection set, also the color. Club handles the snap well, kicks away from Klein. Ball down into about the 46, 47-yard line. So that's going to bring up PGM 1st and 10, bring out the Pekin defense. So the Pekin offense showed a lot of spark there. Chase Copeland moved the ball well, but just caught up on a couple of plays, pushing the Panthers back. Panthers going to need to be perfect from this point out to continue to hang in here with the BGM Bears. So far, not allowing any points for either teams in the second half. Very quiet offenses, great defensive stands. Only 2 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Wind has shifted now south and north. It was going southeast before, now going south and north. Now, It's a strong wind, but still able to pass. Kriegel comes out under center. As Klein in motion looks to pass. Kriegel being flushed out by Jared Vaughn. Sacked now by Petey Club. Great sack by Petey, about 2-3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Vaughn forced to crash in there and the lineman spot, and then that forced up linebacker Petey Club to chase down Kriegel. Kriegel goes down, forcing 2nd and 12 for the Bears. Ball on the 44-yard line. Bears not over the 50 to score yet. They've got to go quite a ways. They've still got to get 12 to get the first down. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Game's starting to wind down. All that preseason planning, practice, talk, coming down to the final quarter. Bubble screen out to Klein, read very well by Christian Whitrock. They had three receivers right, and then they just sent Klein left, and they tried to screen it out to them. Ball overthrown by Kriegel. Christian Whitrock would have been there, well, actually was there, would have probably made the tackle had it been completed. However, incomplete pass stops the clock at 1:21 and brings up 3rd and 11 for the Bears. So now the Bears in a critical situation, the Panthers with the upper hand, see if they can try and keep it here on defense. The Bears come in a tight formation, just a simple toss to Klein. This has yielded some good results for them in the past. However, this time, not much, as the Panthers drive him out of bounds. Colton Landman, the junior, pushes him out, forcing him, and using that sideline over there by the Panthers, knocks him out to really only give Klein about 1, maybe 2 yards. So that's going to be 4th and 9 for the Bears. So a great, great defensive stand by these Pekin Panthers here in the third quarter. And the Panthers will still have an opportunity to score in the third quarter with 1:15 to go. Klein, once again, check in with Coach on his punt. Breach in motion. Panthers shift to react. Klein, punt. Gets it out to Whitrock. Whitrock signals for fair catch. He has it. Bobbled a little bit. Able to bring it in down to about the 10-yard line. So a great punt by Jack Klein. Klein's punts really become another offensive weapon for this team. If you can't get the first down, you know you've got a punter that can pin the Panthers down deep, and they have. The ball is actually marked down on the 9. So that's going to bring up Panthers 1st and 10 on the 9-yard line. So the Panthers, they were able to move out of this situation under some runs by Copeland, then stalled out the last drive. But the Panthers are about to be very protective of the football down here as they are backed up to their 9-yard line. Also, shotgun, 3 receivers right. Copeland behind. Also looking for some room. Not much there. He tried to take it himself on the quarterback keeper. Gets maybe 2 or 3, but runs into some heavy traffic. That Adam Hawkins we mentioned earlier, just a beast under there, stopped him up, and they only give him about 1 yard. So that's going to be 2nd and 9. Ball on the 10-yard line. 44 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Panthers no huddle still. Pekin's offense has not been on the field very much tonight. Also, under center, fakes a handoff. This time also brought down again after the fake handoff. So two rough plays for Alsop here. Counting the last drive, 3 rough plays. The senior quarterback coming down hard and now limping a little bit. So let's hope he gets that shaken off. But he has been really hit hard for these last several plays. You can rely a lot on him to bring the ball out, and they're just going to let the quarter tick out here. A good decision if your quarterback's limping around as it runs down to 0. So the Panthers, 23-8, no score here in the second half so far. It all comes down to this, ladies and gentlemen. All the talk that we've had, all the discussion, all the things that you could say and you can't say, all the preseason hype, all the discussion about whose team is the best, is about to be decided in the next 12 minutes. We roll into the fourth quarter. 12 minutes separates one of these teams from a trip next Friday to the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. A life-changing experience so far for these young men and these squads. Both schools, a lot of support behind them, a lot of great community travel. But it all comes down to who can execute here in this final quarter of this game. So stay tuned. Don't go away. Once again, a big shout-out to our sponsors. We've talked about quite a few of them. We haven't mentioned Pioneer Hybrids yet. Pioneer Hybrids there in Hedrick, great supporter of Pekin football. They've got locations in countries all around the world, and they've been great to sponsor all year long and doing a great job in just providing farmers with what they need, the technology, the tools, and a great employer for the Pekin area. So thank you to Pioneer Hybrids for your sponsorship and your help. Also, Christian Wynn Tiling. We mentioned Keaton Wynn earlier, had a great return for the Panthers to spark them, as well as an interception. Wynn Tiling there in Ollie. If you have any tiling needs, now's the time to do that. You're out of the field, farmers. Give Chris Wynn a call. He and his crew come over, do a great job, and they're ready to help you out. Panthers back from this quarter, also still out on the field. 3rd and 9 now for the Panthers, ball on the 9-yard line. A reverse to Whitrock. Whitrock got a lot of room outside of pass for Whitrock. Might be caught. Kate Milliken appears to have it. It is not. It came out. 4th and 9, incomplete pass. It looked like Kate fell on the sidelines with it. Hard to see in the press box with the windows here. Whitrock on the reverse tosses it out to Cade Milliken. Cade Milliken rolled out of bounds, but unable to come up with the official catch. That's going to bring up 4th and 9. Club now standing in the end zone to punt. The Panthers snap little wide. Club does a great job handling it and gets it all the way out to the 45-yard line, but puts the Bears in great position as they mark it, actually rolling out at the 42 on the scoring side of the 50. So the Panthers will have to play catch-up here on defense again, as there were no scores in the third quarter. They're going to have to keep them out of the end zone further, as there's 11 minutes, 46 seconds left to go in this entire ball game and this entire playoffs for one team. The Pekin defense is going to have to come out and force a turnover, get that ball back, and start to put some points on the board to come out of here with a W. Trenton Conger back in at that nose guard. BGM coming off the line, no flag, but several linemen come up before the ball is snapped. Nonetheless, Jack Klein tries to go up the left side. Not much there, so he is stopped, gets maybe one or two. Now, BGM has been flagged for offside several times in this game, so officials, I'm sure, no doubt the line judges will be taking a look at that and continuing to watch as the Panthers needing every help they can get here in the end of this ball game, trying to keep BGM out of the end zone, keep Jack Klein under wraps. Kriegel comes up under center. Jump, there it is, there it is. It was pretty obvious that time. The left tackle jumps. Like I said, these guys had been going early the last play, but very obvious as this helmet crosses all the way over, almost hits a Pekin player before the ball had snapped. BGM making a lot of costly penalties on offense here with a hold call earlier, as well as the penalties for jumping off sides. Pekin has not actually made very many penalties. In fact, very few, if I'm trying to recall any from Pekin. And so Pekin very disciplined this game. However, just needing to hang on to the football and keep the drive moving. Klein squirts forward. It looks like they have him at the line of scrimmage, and he squirts forward, and he just has a way of stumbling with the football to get 6-7 yards out of nothing. So Jack Klein digs him out of that hole, which would have been 3rd and 13. Now it makes it about 3rd and 6. Ball on the 37-yard line. 10 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. Once again, 23-8 here in the fourth quarter, coming down to the end. Kriegel comes under center. He's been under center all night. Gives to Klein. Klein getting about 2-3 more yards, rumbling forward. That's going to bring up fourth down and about 2 or 3. So a great stop once again by these Panther defensive linemen getting in there, doing a great job. Petey Club on the tackle there. The linebacker's helping out as well. Thankfully, the secondary not having to do a lot of work. Christian Whitrock's come across several times on that corner spot to stop some sweeps, but so far it's been all the D-linemen and the linebackers. Those are the guys you want making your tackles. That means they're not getting a lot of yardage down deep in the field in what we call that second level. It looks like they are going to go for it. It is 4th and 3, ball on the 35-yard line. BGN with the ball. Kriegel hands off to Klein, trying to go back to their old reliable power. It might be enough. It's very close. The Panthers, number 81, Brody Long in there on the tackle. Number 5, Cade Milliken comes in to try and help out. They are going to measure this, I believe. The official is waving for an official timeout. We'll hope it's short, as they need 3 to keep this drive alive and keep it from turning over to the Panthers. We'll see what the measurement says. Still drawing it out here. Hard to tell here yet. It looks like they're going to be short, but no, they are. They have enough for the first down. So once they stretch it out, First down, BGM. First and 10, ball on the 32-yard line. A tough heartbreaker for that Panther defense who's worked so hard to stop them, now has to gear up and do it all over again, and now moves them one step closer to that dreaded end zone. So the Panther defense setting up again. Kriegel comes out under center, hands off to Klein. Left side, great stop here by the Panthers, the line of scrimmage. Great read, just a great push by those defensive linemen and linebackers into that next level as Colton Lamman comes off the outside seam, makes a great play along with Petey Club. The two linebackers stop Klein for no gain, bringing up second and 10, ball at the 32. So the Panthers needing more stops like that and a turnover in order to continue to move this game. Now it's 9 minutes left to go in this entire ball game. BGM taking their time, only 13 seconds left to go on the play clock. But, of course, they're ahead, and they need to kick off as many seconds as they can. They've been all run this half. Pitch out to Klein. Klein gets out to the side, stopped by Cade Milliken, the cornerback, brings him out, but he gets 6 or 7 on the top. The toss has been very effective for the Bears. If they go outside of those tackles, they're able to move the chains and get some leverage. So the Bears, 3rd and now 4, ball down to the 25-yard line. Panther defense needing to stop here once again. They've come up with an amazing stop so far and a great series, but it's taken a lot of time off the clock for their offense. Klein comes up the left side, gets, I believe, enough for what he needs. He needed about 4, and he gets 5. And no question about that one, I don't believe. They won't measure. They will mark that a first down, and that brings up 1st and 10. The ball all the way down into about the 18-yard line. The Panthers need to come up with a solution for the simple handoff, the Klein and the toss as well. Need to diversify here. As Klein has gone left and then he's gone right, they're going to have to come up with some type of a read as they are looking over and Kriegel is watching the coach for the exact second of when he can snap the ball and taking their time to try and milk the last 8 minutes out of this ball game and come out of here with a win. No doubt, Pekin, the team has played BGM the closest all year long in both games, still giving them a run for their money, staying tight here. As they hand off now to Greach. Greach just goes right through the tackles and comes up with about 7-8 yards. Enough for a first down. Looked like he had come out short, but they give him the first down, so Greach with a 10-yard run there on 1st and 10. The ball now 1st and goal for the Bears. Ball on the 9-yard line. So Greach, the fullback, just tears right up the middle, finally stopped by number 23, Keaton Wynn, the safety, helped out there, too, by Christian Whitrock, the corner. But once again, as I mentioned earlier, those aren't the guys you want to be making your tackles. You want your linebackers and your D linemen in there at the first level, stopping them down. Handoff now, simple power play, stopped by number 20. Colton Lamman comes up behind. Good push in there by the D lineman, number 59, Eric Adams, the linebacker as well. Good trap play here by the Panthers pinching down their linebackers, stopping Klein, and getting with no gain, 2nd and 9 for the Bears. 7 minutes, 20 seconds left to go. They've been able to successfully take off about 4 minutes on this drive. Panthers need a turnover or stop here. Kriegel under center. Hands off to Greach again. This time, I think enough for the touchdown. We'll see. His knee came down at the 1, I believe. But just a simple counterplay to Greach, the fullback. And the Bears, not enough for a touchdown, but awfully close. 3rd and goal at the 1-yard line. Still 3rd and 1, but 3rd and goal, more importantly, that 1 is the touchdown line. The Panthers need a stop here. Of course, BGM, as mentioned, still taking their time to get the snap off. 8 seconds left to go here on this play clock. Kriegel, under center, gives it to Klein. He may have it. Good push in there. He does. BGM Bears score again, 29-8. With 6 minutes, 26 seconds left to go. BGM Bears under Klein, another touchdown. Just a simple power play. That's just been their bread and butter. Just a handoff or a toss to Klein. So far, just tearing little pieces at a time. 2-3 yards, just enough to move the chains each time. Nothing fancy, but enough to continue to get behind those big old linemen and get enough to score. 29-8 as Greach, who set up this touchdown, now tries to put in the extra point. letting the play clock come down.
Oh, a good push by the Panthers, and it's blocked by number 81, Bernie Long. Comes right in. They've been so close to blocking this all night long, and the Panthers, too. An amazing job. It's like Brody just strolled in there like it was practice or something. He just ran right through the line, swats it down, and then walks off the field. Like, here we go. Let's go to the next one. A great play to stop that extra point. Now, of course, when it's 29-8, not quite enough to celebrate completely, but hopefully enough to ignite this offense to get a great return and come right back, because with 6 minutes, 26 seconds left to go, there's still a lot of football to be played. Both teams have all three timeouts separated now by three scores, so they've got to do a lot very quickly, but the Panthers have the ability to do this. They have a great passing game. If they can get the rhythm and timing going, they are a no-huddle team, so they're running that quick huddle-up offense, or no-huddle offense, not a problem for the Pekin Panthers. They do it every down, every play, until they get in a situation where they're ahead and need to slow down. So the Panthers' ability to come back here, but so far, BGM, first score in the second half, enough to try and take a little bit of the air out of this game and start to sway it more towards the BGM Bears. Greach, kickoff again. He's got just a nasty foot under the ball that brings this ball up and just spins it backwards. And if you don't grab it right away, it'll get away from you. The Panthers found that out early on as Whitrock lets it roll down onto the goal line, and it literally lands and stops right on the goal line, making it a touchback. But I'll tell you, if it had stopped even half an inch before that, it would have been a live football, and Whitrock needed to pick that up. Now, of course, he was standing there and knew it, but a very close play as it just literally rolled and then just stopped right beside the pylon and just landed, bringing up a touchback for the Panthers. First and 10 on the 20. As mentioned earlier, no time taken off. 6 minutes, 26 seconds left to go. No return, no start of the clock. So the Panthers needing to get something going in a hurry. 29, BGM, Pekin 8. The Panthers need to build off of the success they've gotten them here. Mixing it around a lot, they are. Now, an interesting call tonight from the Panthers. Oh, pass by Colby Alsop, incomplete to Christian Whitrock on the slant, overthrown. The Panthers normally come up and show one formation, and then they shift, and they come into another formation tonight. We haven't seen that. We'll see Alsop going shotgun, and then he'll come up. They'll kind of look at shotgun, then he'll transition into under center. We'll see Brody Long split out and then come back in. We'll see Copeland move. So far tonight, none of that flex, none of that transition, none of that smoke and mirrors. It's just been all straight-up football by the Panthers. So also, shotgun, two receivers left, looking, pump fakes, gets it out to Milliken. Milliken comes back for it. I believe it's good. If it is, it's first down. Milliken came down to his knees. Referee right there calls it. It is a completion. First down, stops the clock, moves the chains. Great play by Alsop, who was under pressure, pump fakes left, then ends up going left, kind of underthrows Milliken, but Milliken heads up, receiver comes back, the senior comes back, makes the play, dives, scoops underneath it, and grabs it just before it hits the ground as he comes down with it. So that's going to bring first and 10 for the Panthers, ball on the 34-yard line. As I mentioned earlier, don't go anywhere yet. These Panthers aren't done yet. Alsop still keeping this drive alive. Shotgun goes right, has Whitrock, can't quite catch him. Whitrock had a step, but he just couldn't quite catch him on the out, as Alsop throws it just over his reach, landing out of bounds on the Pekin sideline. Bring up second and 10. Ball stops the clock. 6 minutes, 8 seconds left to go. Panthers needing some big yardage here. Give it to Club up the middle. Club breaks 2-3 tackles. Great running by Club. I think everybody was expecting pass. Club just comes in. A flag comes in late. So I'm not sure if it was an unsportsmanlike conduct or a face mask, but there was a flag by the BGM sideline that comes in. They call a cut block on the defense. So that's a strange defensive call. A cut block generally comes from the offense, but a cut block by the defense. Oh, I'm sorry, sideline warning. I was going to say that it looked like that's a very strange call. They gave a sideline warning, just a warning, so everyone, well, maybe not everyone, just me confused, I guess, up here. The rookie on air here, not really understanding what was going on, but apparently BGM sideline getting a little too excited. That's going to bring up 3rd and 3 for the Panthers. No ball markage after that. It was just a warning to the sideline. What that means is you have to stay in the box. You can't come out in the field for the other team. They hand off to Copeland on the right side. Nothing there for Chase as he gets maybe a yard. Good hard running, but he just
He just needs to go just a two, three steps here. It's easy for us to see up here in the box. But if he goes two, three steps right, there's a wide open angle on that side. But he's just getting caught up and grabbed by a glove and then brought down. No fault of Chase by running hard. Just a little bit, just a little change there. And it's a 10, 15-yard play rather than 1 yard gain. But more importantly, that's going to be fourth and two for the Panthers. As also comes up out of shotgun, three receivers left, hands off to Copeland. Copeland needs to get some yards. He does. Ooh, he made it look interesting. My heart stopped for just a moment. These young guys wonder why I'm on blood pressure medication. Chase comes up to the line of scrimmage, stops with the football, looks around, and boy, they were coming, and then he took off. He goes and gets the first down, but Chase Copeland making it look interesting. Gets enough for the first. The sophomore, his legs carry him across the chains, keeping him alive this drive. First and 10, ball on the 49-yard line. Less than 5 minutes to go here. Now also out the pass, intercepted. Probably also intercepted. The only thing that saved the pick six was the fact that number 40, Tyler Thompson, who intercepted it, tripped and fell down at the 40. But other than that, he was all alone. He was trying to hit, I believe, Whitrock on an out. Also planted his feet like you tell your quarterback to do. He looked right. He did everything right. However, he just threw it under, and a great heads-up play by Thompson to intercept the football and unfortunately kill a drive that the Panthers had to start and work so hard from the 20, got up to the 40. Now back for the defense with less than 5 minutes to go in this ballgame. Kriegel now comes out under center. Hand off to Greach. Greach getting 3-4 yards. BGM getting a good push down there. Trying to go up the middle. Jaden Nicholson's come in now at that nose guard spot. On the tackle, number 63, Cole Rickard, the junior. It's going to be 2nd and 7 for BGM. Pekin needs a turnover here. They've got to start fighting for the football. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go. Now, BGM took about 4 minutes with this same field position on their last possession. So they can really milk the clock, and they can really try and get things going against the Panthers here. They need the ball back, get it back, and then continue to move. BGM under center gives to Klein. Klein, good yardage again. So far, all positive yardage for the last several handoffs for the Bears. And, again, nothing fancy, just solid power football. Get behind those big offensive linemen, run the ball, and give it to your backs. Make sure they hang on to it. BGM so far getting those things done. Just shy of the first down, 3rd and 1. Clock continuing to roll here. 4 minutes left to go. BGM taking their time in the huddle, letting the play clock go. They're up by 21. Kriegel comes to the line of scrimmage. He's got Greach. And he hands it to him. Gets up 1 yard knees and about two more. Kind of easy sledding for Greach. The helmet comes off. Greach's helmet pops off on the helm on the turf. Greach back it up. With your helmet comes off, you have to come off the field. It's an Iowa High School rule. So that will bring in number 17, Dalton Jack, into the game. 29-8, 3 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. First down, BGM. Ball on the 28-yard line. 3 minutes, 30 seconds separating these two teams from a semifinal game. An amazing season for both teams. Panthers a lot to be proud of this season. Their only losses coming to Sigourney on the narrow seconds, 4 seconds left to go on a touchdown field goal attempt. And then to BGM again. Close game there, only separated by 10 points. This time, Kriegel goes right under center, and quarterback sneak gets about 7 or 8. He just came up, snapped the ball right to his hands, and gets about 5 or 6 before Jared Bond gets a glove on him and brings him down. So Kriegel now, with his first carry of the night, he had been sacked earlier by Colton Landman. However, right now, 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. Ball on the 23-yard line. 2nd and 5 for the Bears. Under center. Kriegel has Greach and Klein behind him. Hands off to Greach, who came back into the game after losing his helmet. Greach getting 2, now 3 yards. Keeping the clock moving and keeping the positive yardage. Slow to get up. Taking the time. Time continuing to run. 2 minutes here to go. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. If I didn't get a chance to do that earlier, I appreciate you listening to this broadcast. Appreciate all the great support. It's been an amazing ride to be part of this team. As I said, I coached these guys in junior high. Had the opportunity, I teach in the high school, so I get to see them every day. And just an outstanding group of young men on this field. I'll tell you, they are as good as gold. They've got a great year coming up next year. Stay tuned to this young team, and hats off to BGM for a great undefeated season as well. As Kriegel goes out under center again, this time plunges forward, gets the first down. That's going to stop the clock momentarily. Minute 36 seconds left to go. Kriegel just quarterback keeper right up the middle, gets two, now three. First and 10, BGM. Great season for them. They got to go to the dome last year, so they'll get to replicate that again. No word on who they will play, or either the winner of Wapsie Valley Fairbanks or Glenbrook Rhinebeck. So the winner of that game. And once again, the clock continuing to roll. Great season for these guys. Nothing to hang their head about. Fantastic. This is the deepest Beacon has gone in the playoffs in many years. Since 2002, the deepest they have been. So to get to the quarterfinals of a playoff game, a tremendous feat. My hat's off to you. A lot to be proud of. Keep your head up there as Kriegel kneels it. They will kneel out probably the rest of this game. There's still 50 seconds left to go officially. But before we go, a big thank you to all of our sponsors. A big thank you to you again for listening and supporting the Panthers. If you see these young men, give them a big just high five and a hug and say, hey, great season. Because as I said, lots to be proud of for these Panthers who come in here 9-2. That's a tremendous season and one to be envious of and one to strive for. And this will leave these young guys hungry, and they've got a taste of the playoffs now. Pekin made the playoffs last year, lost in the first round to Lisbon, came back, beat Lisbon last week to come in. And this is the score, 29-8 for BGM. That sounds like a huge loss. It's not when you face a team like this. They have beaten teams by 40, 50, and 60 points all year long. So for Pekin to come into Brooklyn and keep it close the entire game, hats off to this tremendous team. As the clock winds down to zero here at BGM, the BGM Bears will advance to the semifinals next Friday, November 15th, and the Pekin Panthers, once again, a conclusion to Coach Donovan and his tremendous staff. All those guys do a great job. Justin Land, Mitch Moore, Bo Northup, Tyler Hutz, Scott Slodin, Sean Eckleberry, Brian Baker, all those guys putting in a lot of film time, a lot of hours, a lot of time away from their families. Thank you to their families. Thank you to the supporters. And catch them next year and be on the lookout for these Pekin Panthers as they'll be looking to come right back again as we start the 2014 season. This is Tim Hadley signing off, sending you back to the studio. Thanks again for listening.